an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Hello, welcome back to NITV Radio. Now, my next guest needs no introduction. He shot to fame and stardom through ABC's black comedy. He pretty much wrote and directed the first three seasons, I think, I don't know, but he certainly put it on the map. I guess his funniest skits were, what's this then? Beep, I can't say it live on national radio as a public broadcast, my people, but I know you've missed him dearly this year on ABC's Black Comedy, but rest easy, my people, rest easy, people. I've got some good news for you. He's back with a brand new show. It's called A Chance Affair. It stars the man himself, Stephen Oliver, Guy Simon, Al Guyman, Sebo, Sherry Lee Sevens, Bjorny Stewart, and my cuz, Collie Kinchela. When Chance declares his love for his best mate, Jeff, he discovers that true love can only be found by being truthful to himself. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Stephen Oliver to the show.
Well, that was the deadliest intro ever, I think, my brother.
Hey, I just did that off the top of my head too. I didn't write nothing down, bruh. Kept it real for you.
Solid. Thank you, my brother.
Thanks for coming
on.
Yeah. You'll be running me down later on. About time you come on my show. We've been trying to work this out for a while to get you on. We've been going back and forth.
We've been too busy, brother. That's what it's been.
Your big star. Hey, I've got a little something for you, as promised. You better sing along. Tomorrow.
Shut your mouth. I thought it was going to be sort of wrong. When the sun will come out tomorrow, put your bottom dollar back tomorrow.
There we have it.
So, I'm in that black version there, but I see you in person though.
Yeah. You come into it live in the studio for me.
Yeah. Make a recording there one time.
Now, bro, we have missed you on ABC's Black Comedy this year, but thank the ancestors that you're back with a brand new show. It's called A Chance Affair. Can you tell us all about it, my brah?
Chance Affair is, this is the way I'm billing it. Yeah, but it's just, you know, Australia's first, but I'm calling it Australia's first ever gay Aboriginal love story musical online. But it's just a story about a fellow whose name is Chance. So it's called A Chance Affair. And he's a bit unlucky in love and kind of goes to this place and meets someone there called Lucky and, yeah, had his heart broken in the very first episode. And,
a lucky chance.
A lucky chance. Hey. Proper lucky. God. But, we have a song in each episode that kind of, you know, sums up what happens in it and stuff. And, it's been received really well. It's a bit crazy, actually. Very surprised. If you catch a Virgin flight, it's playing on Virgin Inside Entertainment. It's going to be on SBS, I believe.
Oh, true. And, I think we're picking it up. Our acquisitions manager Anusha Duray is organising all that for you. So we look forward to having that over here.
Yeah. No, I can't wait for that. And it's being screened this week in Toronto at Imaginative.
Oh, true.
First Nations Film Festival over there.
Oh, how come you're not over there?
Oh, because Murray needs money. I couldn't find anyone to book up a fare for me.
Yeah, no. Screen Australia, what's that, $5,000?
I like to get Barker to tunnel over one time.
What do you think if we need a gay online musical, rock opera, et cetera, et cetera? It's a hell of an acronym. But what sort of drove you to sort of write this series?
It's not that Screen Australia, they were doing this thing called Black Space, and what it was, they were looking for two content creators who had an online presence or, you know, do stuff to put it up online. And so I thought I'd apply for it, and I was doing like a very stupid kind of, you know, very silly, just a simple kind of gay one again, but I went, you know, we kind of had that with the titters. Already, and I thought. I wanted to make something a little bit more grounded, you know what I mean? I thought we deserve to kind of at least have it told in, you know, in an honest way instead of just the silly kind of laugh all the time. But then, of course, I would check all that humour kind of in it. But, yeah, no, I just wanted to do that. And then Marge, you know, he said to me, the producer, he goes, you know, you write songs as well. Like, why don't you put some songs in there? I went, okay, cool. So, yeah, then we penned them songs, and next minute they were there, singing it up down in Sydney there.
No, it's funny. I saw the first episode with Aviante, played by Charlize Evans. Shout out to you, Sebo, if you're listening, my sister. Better come on my show soon. What's it been like working with these actors? You know, as the writer, I think you had a different director. I think Tracy Rigney directed it. But what's it been like working with this crew of actors and, you know, sort of the blackfellas all coming together?
Well, it's been sort of, you know what I mean? Because, you know, what I wanted to do too is that, you know, we had a black Aboriginal female director, Aboriginal producer, Torres Strait Islander director of photography, all Aboriginal leads, like extras were all Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander mob. Like, it was just something really deadly, you know, that was important to me to have. But just the generosity of mob too, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's because of, you know, our affection, love and respect for each other that you kind of see that come through on the screen. And it's that belief in, you know, what we're doing too, because this kind of thing of, like, you know, being bigger than us with blackfellas, being in the arts, you know what I mean? Like, it's not about ego or anything like that. It's got to be about us lifting each other up, you know what I mean? Because, like I said, we don't just stand on shoulders, but we also lean on them as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's real family. And, real family, eh?
Yeah, family, exactly. And we've got to have them. We've got to prop each other. We've got to, you know, just be supportive of each other. And that's, you know, that's what the mob were. And so it was just really lovely. And but Shari Sevens, true. I said, I can't, as excited as I was that this is my first ever thing that I've written and created, I was more excited that people were going to see how cracked she is.
Yeah, no, she proper cracked our sister.
She's proper cracked. But here, you should have seen when we recorded that song, when we went in the studio, but me and the director were supposed to be given her chips. But here, I couldn't even look at her. I had to look away. And then the director, she had the script up in front of her face, and Shari had to sing with her eyes closed. We just couldn't look at each other. We were there like, you know, did that shake, how your body shakes?
Yeah, you start losing it.
But the day we shot it, she made me laugh because she was getting the horrors, but, you know, they had that many shots, and she just kept singing the same tune over and over and over again. And her record twice said, are you going to kill me for writing the song? She didn't even say anything. She just like,
I'll see you later. It's quite timely too, because I think, you know, our young mob who are gay or bi or transgender they identify need sort of these things to see on TV to help sort of normalise it. Because in this current political climate, I mean, we've seen stuff in the last week coming out of the Prime Minister's office about, you know, banning gay students from religious schools and all this sort of thing. It's just, what do you make of all this stuff, bruh?
It saddens me a lot because, you know, I was up in the NT for Gama last year, and I had this woman come up to me, and she said, oh, hey, look, she said, you know, I'm sure you get this all the time. So I was ready for her to ask for a selfie or call me the S word, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then she goes, I just wanted to say thank you because after watching your videos, my son came out, and he's 14, and he's been getting bullied at school.
Aww.
And he was thinking of, like, she started crying, but yeah, I started crying too, and then she goes, you know, and he was thinking of self-harming, but he came to me with your videos, and he went, Mom, look, this is me, this is who I am, and this makes you proud of who I am, and I'll get upset for it now. But, you know, and so to know you kind of have that impact, or you played a part in that impact of telling somebody that, look, you're okay, you don't have to, you know, feel that way, and even though there's this multitude of voices that are telling you that there's something wrong with you and you've got nothing, you got to be ashamed or whatever, or not love who you are, you don't have to listen to that because there are other voices who will find you and say you're beautiful the way you are. And, you know, we do that as blackfellas. Mm. You know, we get told all the time it's not okay to be black because we're told to assimilate, you know. We're going to do it. Or if we just do this, it'll fix our incarceration rates. If we just get jobs, it'll fix, you know, like,
yeah,
all this kind of stuff. We get told that constantly. So, you know, that's why it's important to have these kind of stories. And that's why I wanted to give it that bit more seriousness around, you know what I mean? So people could see that it was just two people hanging out, just meeting each other and going through the stupid things that we all go through, or getting shame and trying to act deadly. And, you know, we all do that when it comes to love. And just because it's up for a gender that you might love, it doesn't mean it's different love. You know,
love is love, my bro. Love is love.
Love is love, brother. And it's all about the love, you know what I mean? Love is either selfish or it's selfish.
That's right. Yeah, that's a beautiful story. It must have made you feel so good hearing that mum say that to you. And And it just sort of shows that what you're doing in the media and on TV is really helping our young mob, bro. Like, that's pretty special.
Well, it did, but and we kind of, like, think closed in a way too with that, you know, story, because I don't know if you were aware of a story about a young Aunt Murray boy up here was getting bullied. You know, sadly, he took his brother, you know what, there were nights I would just lay in my bed and I would just think if only I could have gotten my words to him sooner, or if only he saw my words. Like, I was actually putting myself through that of going, you know, like, because I couldn't even look at his photo. They had a photo of him smiling and I just got too sad looking at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then that's what my nights were, you know. And that's what people don't realise, is that when we're told these things about us, or when, you know, we've got that against us, like even when they were amending the Racial Discrimination Act, looking at that and all that kind of, I was waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning thinking, what are my nieces and nephews going to have to go through? And so, you know, that's what, when people talk about reverse racism, because you haven't, like, until you wake up 3 o'clock in the morning worried for your kids, you know, or until you can't sleep because of their sexuality or whatever, you haven't experienced racism or even a reverse homophobia or whatever. You know what I mean? So
no, well, that's why it's so important to have people like you on our screens and sending the messages that you do, brother, because you do make a real difference in people's lives.
I try to, brother.
Yeah, you're killing it. I can't wait.
But they give it back, you know what I mean? They give it back. So I
can't wait to watch the rest of A Chance Affair. I hope it goes well for you. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, my bra, but when you're in Sydney, can you come on my show live for me?
Yes, Danny, I will record that song for you then.
Yeah, better. Holding you to it. It's recorded.
Much love, mate.
Okay.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.